Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, We, Seven, by the astronauts themselves, is a first-hand account of America's first astronaut corps, the Mercury Seven, told in collaboration with writer and historian Lloyd Mallon. Published at the dawn of the space age, it captures the urgency, optimism, and uncertainty surrounding Project Mercury, when orbital flight was still an unproven ambition and every test carried national stakes. Rather than presenting a single heroic narrative, the book blends perspectives from the seven men selected in 1959, including MFD9, Scott Carpenter, and explores how they were chosen, trained, and transformed into public symbols. It also shows the practical realities behind the headlines, the medical scrutiny, engineering compromises, simulator hours, and the constant negotiation between pilot judgment and automated systems. As an early spaceflight document, it reflects the culture of its era, including Cold War pressures and media expectations, while preserving the immediacy of a program still being invented day by day. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, selection and the making of the Mercury 7. A central topic is how the Mercury 7 came to be selected and what that process reveals about early human spaceflight priorities. The book emphasizes that astronaut selection was not simply about charisma or bravery. It was an attempt to identify a very specific blend of test pilot skill, physical resilience, psychological steadiness, and comfort with risk. Readers see how military aviation and flight test culture shaped NASA's early assumptions, including the belief that experienced pilots could manage complex, rapidly evolving emergencies. At the same time, the narrative highlights how selection itself became a media event, turning working pilots into national representatives. That public role created a second set of expectations: composure under interviews, willingness to embody the program, and readiness to accept limited privacy for family life. The Mercury 7 were also learning, often in public, how to function as a team while competing for scarce flight assignments. This topic shows the tension between collaboration and personal ambition, and it clarifies why the early astronaut identity became so influential in American culture. It also helps explain how NASA built credibility quickly by pairing technical competence with carefully managed public trust. Secondly, training, simulations, and the discipline of preparedness. Another major topic is the sheer breadth of training required to fly in Mercury, an environment where there were few precedents and little margin for error. The book describes the astronauts' immersion in simulators, centrifuge runs, survival schooling, and constant briefings with engineers and physicians. This training was not just about memorizing procedures, it was about building a reflexive calm under stress, where decisions had to be made in seconds using imperfect information. The narrative underscores how simulation became a bridge between theoretical engineering and lived human performance, allowing astronauts to rehearse malfunctions that might never occur, yet could be fatal if mishandled. It also covers the practical demands of living under evaluation, with data collected on nearly everything from cardiovascular response to fatigue. A key idea is that early spaceflight readiness was an ecosystem effort, combining the astronauts' learning with continuous design adjustments as new test results arrived. Readers gain a clearer sense of the discipline involved, including repetition, checklists, and standardized communication, and why this culture of preparedness became foundational for later programs. The training story makes the achievements feel earned through process, not luck. Thirdly, spacecraft design and the human in the loop, We-7, devotes substantial attention to the Mercury capsule itself and, importantly, to the debate over how much control the pilot should have. The book portrays a program balancing automation with manual capability, reflecting both engineering caution and the test pilot mindset that valued direct authority over the vehicle. This topic explores how the astronauts engaged with designers on instrument layout, controls, visibility, and procedures, advocating for changes that could improve survivability and reduce workload. It also addresses the capsule as a tightly constrained system, limited space, limited power, limited life support, and strict weight budgets that force trade-offs. Through this lens, the reader sees the capsule not as a sleek science fiction vehicle, but as a carefully engineered compromise aimed at achieving a specific goal as quickly as possible. The narrative highlights how reliability was pursued through redundancy and verification, while acknowledging that unknowns remained until flight proved them. By framing design as a negotiation between human performance and machine constraints, the book illustrates an early version of human factors, engineering in a high-risk domain. It also helps explain why early astronauts were deeply involved in technical discussions rather than serving only as passengers. Fourthly, risk, testing, and the reality. Behind the public image, a fourth important topic is how the program confronted danger and uncertainty while maintaining public confidence. The book conveys that Mercury unfolded amid frequent tests, setbacks, and the ever-present possibility of catastrophe. Readers learn how risk was managed through incremental flight testing, careful review boards, and a culture that tried to surface problems early, even as schedule pressure pushed for rapid milestones. This topic also examines the astronaut's relationship to risk, acceptance grounded in professional identity, reliance on procedure, and trust in the teams building and launching the hardware. The narrative contrasts the public portrayal of effortless heroism with the internal reality of caution, argument, and contingency planning. It shows how media attention shaped what could be said and when, and how families carried burdens that were often kept out of the spotlight. The book's period perspective also captures Cold War competition, in which technical progress was intertwined with national prestige. By focusing on risk as something actively managed rather than passively endured, the book offers an instructive view of how high-consequence organizations operate. It also invites readers to appreciate the emotional discipline required to perform while knowing that not all variables can be controlled. Lastly, teamwork, competition, and the culture of early NASA. The final key topic is the social and organizational environment surrounding the Mercury 7. The book presents a group that needed to function as a unit to support a national mission, yet also had to contend with individual aspirations to fly first. This creates an atmosphere of shared purpose mixed with rivalry, managed through professionalism and a strong sense of duty. The narrative reveals how the astronauts interacted with flight surgeons, engineers, managers, and contractors, showing early NASA as a collaboration across disciplines rather than a single heroic cockpit story. It also highlights how the astronauts became interpreters between technical teams and the public, translating complex systems into understandable narratives and embodying confidence in the program. Another cultural element is the emergence of operational norms that later became standard, rigorous debriefs, accountability for mistakes, and respect for checklists and protocols. The book also touches on how reputation, leadership, and interpersonal dynamics influenced who received assignments and visibility. By examining this culture, readers see why Mercury shaped not only a sequence of missions, but an enduring model for how astronaut offices, mission operations, and public communication could work together. The resulting portrait feels like a blueprint for the human side of space programs. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want an early, ground-level view of how the United States first put people into space, including students of aerospace history, leadership, and high-risk engineering. It is also a strong fit for anyone curious about the human dimension of the space race, what it felt like to be evaluated, trained, and asked to represent a national goal under intense scrutiny. The benefit to a reader's life is practical as well as inspirational. We7 illustrates how disciplined preparation, clear communication, and calm decision-making are built through repetition and teamwork, not simply willpower. It also shows how professionals handle uncertainty by breaking big risks into testable steps, a mindset that applies to complex projects far outside aviation. Compared with many later books that interpret Mercury through hindsight, this one carries the immediacy of a program still forming its methods and assumptions. That early perspective makes it valuable even if you have read broader histories of NASA, because it focuses on process, culture, and the lived reality behind iconic images. For readers seeking an authentic snapshot of the origins of human spaceflight, it is worth buying as a foundational primary era narrative. If you would like to support MDocsE, Scott Carpenter, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.